This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
We usually hear a noisy outcry on the left at any suggestion of requiring a photo ID for voting. But you may be surprised to learn that some other democracies regard them as a necessity. Just look at Mexico, where the Federal Electoral Institute issues citizens a free photo ID known as a voter credential. The system was put in place 20 years ago as a response to widespread voter fraud in Mexican elections. Rules are very strict, and no exceptions are made for those who arrive at the polls without their ID. The agency makes no apologies for this. They say the system is necessary to restore confidence in elections after years of corruption. In the United States, you need a photo ID to drive a car, to check into a hotel, or to rent a movie. But we're told we cannot require photo IDs for voting. Liberals claim that photo ID laws would decrease voter turnout and create a burden for the poor. However, neither of these things has happened in Mexico. In fact, the free IDs have been beneficial to the country's poor because they now have identification they need for other situations. That's why former Atlanta mayor and civil rights activist Andrew Young supports voter ID laws in the U.S. so that poor minorities are provided with the ID they need to fully participate in American life. Mexico's laws have also increased confidence in the fairness of elections and thus increased voter turnout. A similar increase in voter turnout happened in Indiana and Georgia when those states implemented photo ID laws. If we don't require a photo ID at our U.S. polls, that doesn't make it any easier for people to vote. It just makes it easier for people to cast a fraudulent vote.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
This is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. The alternative media is for astute people who can distinguish the difference between disinformation and misinformation. Disinformation is deliberate, subtle, insidious propaganda frequently integrated with truth, especially in the so-called truth movement. Misinformation may be a simple demonstration of ignorance or intellectual laziness. Unfortunately, integrated misinformation is prevalent in the alternative media, where susceptible people often accept perpetual legends that scholarly investigators have thoroughly invalidated. I often get email asking me why I do not mention or refer to hosts who repeatedly disseminate disinformation. First of all, I signed a performance agreement with RBN in November 2010. It said, and I quote, "I agree to comply with RBN's ethical broadcasting standards. A, talk show host shall not besmirch the name or reputation of other RBN talk show hosts," unquote. I also apply that to hosts on other networks. If you have a message that is good and true, you don't have to discredit others. Second, I believe that RBN listeners are smart enough to recognize the truth when they hear it. As I said, the alternative media is for astute people who can distinguish the difference between disinformation and misinformation. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spingola.com. There you will see the names of every single guest that I've ever had on the program since 2010, as well as links to the website. You will also see upcoming guests. Another site that I wish to call your attention to is SpingolaSpeaks.info, which was created by one of our listeners. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@Spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to Spingola.Chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. I have devoted the first 4 days of this week to Aspartame Awareness Week. So in that regard, my guest today is Dr. Betty Martini. She is an expert on aspartame toxicity. Her websites are Mission Possible World Health International, which is mpwhi.com, also Doorway, D-O-R, W-A-Y.com, and WNHO.net and holisticmed.com/aspartame. Oh, welcome to the program, Dr. Martini.
Thank you so much. Glad to be back with you.
Yes, indeed. Before we get started, now Dr. Ralph Walton was on the program on Monday, and he spoke, he referred to a survey that was being taken of all the children born after 1983 and the possible consequences that they suffered as a result of their mother having been on aspartame. Now, he's trying to get as many people to participate in this survey as possible, and he said that you would probably know the website where people can take the survey. Now, we had all kinds of other websites, but it just wasn't the right one. So do you happen to know which website that would be?
Yes, that's my website, and you'll see banners down the front. These are all the main things people need to know, like the FDA report that revoked the petition for aspartame before Don Rumsfeld got involved. Okay, I think it's the second one, and it says form to fill out. And okay.
Is that the Mission Possible World Health International website?
Right. And then after you fill it out,
you can send it
directly to Dr. Walton at rwalton193@aol.com.
Okay.
Or you can send it to me. The computer, for some reason, happens to be down right this minute. But anyway, my email is bettym19@mindspring.com, and you can just keep trying, and I'll send you information, and then I'll send the form directly to Dr. Walton, or you can send it direct. This is very, very important, because the main thing about Aspartame Awareness Week, every year we take something very important. And what kind of heinous crime is it that the FDA and G.D. Searle made a deal for the world never to see the teratology studies that showed aspartame causes autism? And, Dr. Monty wrote the book, While Science Sleeps, A Sweetener Kills. The last chapter, which is free on his website, While Science Sleeps, has the whole chapter free on all this information, which is so important. And just think about it. Women grow up, they want to get married, have a family. In one case, a woman was drinking Diet Coke through three pregnancies and has three autistic children, works two jobs with her husband, just have a trust fund to take care of these, wrecked an entire family. This is going on all over the world.
Dr. Martini, you have a bunch of links at the top of the website, Mission Possible World Health International. Which link is it?
It's the banner. Scroll down.
Oh, the banner.
The banners.
If you scroll down,
and the first one, if you want to subscribe to my aspartame information list, is the first one. I think it's the second one, and it says...
Okay.
It discusses Dr. Walton.
Aspartame during pregnancy and the results on... Okay. Okay, it's the second banner, so it's kind of over on the right, to the right. Second banner, it's kind of a dark reddish purple.
Yes.
And... Yes. Okay, super. Well, we were just looking all over for the survey to fill out, and despite the intelligent people in the chat room and their efforts, we could not find it. So
I can't tell you how important this is. This is one way to get this chemical poison off the market.
Indeed. Okay. Well, we did have Dr. Monty on the program, and he was wonderful and gave some wonderful information. And as you said, people can read his chapter 12 right, or listen to his chapter 12 right there on the website. Plus, he's got as much information as you do. I mean, it's just the information is there for people who really are looking. And the point is, we need to get people to look. And that's why you have this week, or this Aspartame Awareness Week.
Well, yes, and I'll tell you, you should get that book. Honest to goodness, it's one of the most incredible books you'll ever read on the subject. It even in that chapter, it tells how they blew up Dr. Monty's house with him in it. It's a wonder he even survived. These people that have put their life on the line to get the information to the public. And, you know, I lecture all over the world. This is happening to children everywhere in other countries. I mean, by the millions, destroying it. Dr. Bill Deagle told me, he said, you know, it's too late. The European Environmental Association, his association, the Dallas Clinic, they all had a meeting, and they said by this year there won't be a child born in the Western world that doesn't have some effect from autism. And he's talking about the autism spectrum, learning problems, ADD, you know, ADHD, all these different things, dyslexia. And, of course, the study showed, you know, it causes spina bifida and cleft palate. Goldie Hawn, that's their favorite charity. And, you know, I wonder if they even know. But
what the cause is. All right, yes. Doctor, we do have to take a real quick break. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
Okay.
Situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Betty Martini. Her website is Mission Possible World Health International. That is MPWHI.com. And please be sure that if you have had a child in 1983 or afterwards, and you suspect that there are some consequences from aspartame use while the mother was pregnant, while you were pregnant, please, please, please fill out this questionnaire. It is a banner on that website. Towards the right-hand side, it's the second banner. If you just fill that out, it will open in a new window. please fill that out. This is very, very important. Okay, Dr. Martini, this information it affects everybody, okay? This is one thing that affects absolutely everyone because aspartame is in so many foods.
Yes, not only that, you know that the dairy people have petitioned the FDA to allow it virtually with most of the labeling gone and milk and 17 dairy products. And then the FDA has the audacity to say, well, the public is confused. It's just that, for instance, if it's chocolate milk, and it would normally say reduced calories, we take the reduced calories off. But what do you think they're trying to do? In other words, people know about aspartame, and they if they don't see it immediately or see the word aspartame on there and they don't see reduced calories, which warn them, then they'll automatically use it. So they're trying to get people, you know, that perhaps know, and their children will automatically use this, and they have all these kind of problems. You know, Dr. Walton's a psychiatrist, and aspartame causes psychiatric disease and behavioral problems and interacts with all antidepressants, and so our children are medicated instead of educated, and they have all these problems in school, and that's what they're aiming at. And I want to remind people that also on my website you can see the report for schools where all of our doctors have written reports on how aspartame destroys the brains of our children, and you can send that to your school, your board of education. You know, Chicago, that was sent to the Chicago Board of Education, and they did take it out of grammar school and middle schools. It's still in high schools there. And, you know, aspartame started in Chicago. It needs to end there. So, you know, remember that. And I want to tell people the things you can do. For instance, I still get on the Internet right now. I'm having a little bit of trouble, but just during the your break there, I just went to my website, took the URL for This is Aspartame Week, which has all the information, and clicked on it with a half a dozen autism organizations. And so they will know, and they will start warning mothers off. This is one of the things that you can do this week. And if 1%, if you do this week, 1% know, think how many thousands of children will be spared autism.
Exactly. There are a lot of things that we can't do anything about, but this is one thing that we can do something about. We can decide whether we are going to take this into our body or not. And I think we do have to be proactive. And even the products such as yogurt that say it's reduced calorie, but then it says regular, it's very deceptive. So you need to call those companies, and you need to ask them, does this have aspartame in it? What do you mean by natural flavors? What do you mean by natural sweeteners? Put these people on alert that you know exactly what they are doing. And I talked to one, not yesterday, the day before, and I said, I said, well, you know, there are tests that prove that this is a very dangerous product. And that it is very dangerous to people's health. And she said, no, we've got scientists. We have our own scientists. And I said, that's the point. You have your own industry scientists that claim that this is okay. But you need to look at the other side. And that is what I've always said. Look at both sides of every issue. Don't just take your information from one entity. But look at objective views. And that's what Dr. Martini, that is what Dr. Walton, that's what Dr. Monty, and that is what Dr. Daniels have told us this week already. We have choices to make, and we need to do it for our family and for ourselves.
And, Dan, I want to tell you another thing that people can do. There are so many things they can do. For instance, you know, you get up in the morning if you're on email, and the first thing you do is delete all the junk mail and things that you're not interested in. And some of them, you know, one of them may be cruises. One of them may be nutritional supplements, you know, that send you emails every day. And so I just clicked on them with the URL, and somebody calls and says, you know, I was just getting ready to go to the doctor. I had all these symptoms, and I get your email, and he says, and I checked, there's all my symptoms, and I didn't know it was aspartame. One line
oh,
saved.
Oh, my goodness. I never thought of doing that. But I often get email with a lot of other people's email in with it.
Yeah, and,
I think,
you send them to them. You have no idea how many lives you could sell. You know, I get all this spam mail with self-addressed envelopes that pay the postage, and I always put a flyer in it, send it back. And you'd be surprised. I know a telephone company once, they were advertising something, and I put that in, and someone called and said, we just took Diet Coke out of the lunchroom.
Oh, that's fabulous.
So, you know, you can make a difference and save so many lives if you'll just spend some time this week, because there's so many different things you can do. A lot of people have walks, and just getting the flyer, you know, or the article that I wrote about it, and sending it to different people and to your friends and family. Because, for instance, just imagine, here I am, the world founder, and you know that I've told all my family about this, and but yet people sometimes don't take it seriously. And I remember about 15 years ago when my husband's cousin dropped by, and they were on their way to Florida, and they said, I want to tell you, William Reed is dying, just want to drop by, we'll see you on the way back. And I said, hey, whoa, what do you mean he's dying? They said, well, he has 6 or 8 seizures a day, and I said, well, is he going blind and has MS symptoms and such? He said, yeah, how'd you know? And I says, well, call him, let him know he doesn't have to die. He says, well, may already be dead. I said, Mary, call him. So, you know, she does, and it was really kind of cute. She said, William, Betty says you don't have to die. Well, anyway, you know, got him off of aspartame. By the time she'd come back, all of his seizures had stopped. My husband saw him last year. 16 years later, and he's fine. He would not have lived. So tell your family, your friends, people that you work with. You can get the movie Sweet Misery, A Poison World. You can show it at your meetings. And so there's so many things that you can do to save people's lives.
How true. And often, it's amazing. People sometimes have more influence with strangers than they do with family. Because often family will think, oh, you're just crazy. You're just a conspiracy theorist. And it's very heartbreaking to see your family drinking diet sodas and having seizures or having other problems when it's a simple, simple solution.
Yeah, I never let anybody get by. I mean, I was in a restaurant, this man orders a Diet Coke. And I go by and hand him my card. I said, this is Aspartame Awareness Week. And then I whispered in his ear, and it causes male sexual dysfunction. He says, thank you, thank you, thank you. So, you know, you...
Oh, you're naughty. Oh, goodness. We do have to take a four-minute break. I just think that's wonderful. I just applaud your effort so much. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a 1-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.thepublic.org.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
On aspartame toxicity. Her websites are Mission Possible World Health International, which is mpwhi.com. And please scroll down. It's just a little bit to the right, the second banner. If you've had a baby after 1983 and if you imbibed aspartame during that time and there are some questionable consequences as a result of that, please, please, please fill out the survey. It's very important. They are trying to substantiate the dangers of this horrible, horrible additive. And it's in food, drink, and drugs. Companies are putting aspartame in drugs, medications. Isn't that correct?
Yes. Not only that, they're in the very drugs used to treat the problems that it causes. For instance, if you go to that website, the FDA list of 92 symptoms, number one is headache. They go to a doctor and you say, I'm suffering from migraines, and and the patient's on aspartame. He says, here, let me give you a prescription for Maltex. Well, Maltex has aspartame in it. Tried to get Merck to take it out? No way. So they did a study on it. Study showed that taking Maltex with aspartame makes headaches worse. Naturally, it does. They still wouldn't take it out. So, you know, Big Pharma's there to make money. They're not there to help you get well. And this is why when you go to, for instance, studies on aspartame, almost 100% of independent studies show the problems aspartame causes, and the only ones that don't are the ones that are paid by industry to defend their product. So you have to use independent studies. And Dr. Walton was the one that did this research for 60 Minutes, and what it showed is that 92% of all independent studies showed aspartame causes these problems, and that if you eliminate six that the FDA has something to do with because of the controversy there and them pushing it. And one pro-industry summary, 100% of all independent studies show the problem. You can't do a study on aspartame with it being a chemical poison and expect it to show safety. There's no way. If you ever see a study that says safety, you know who paid for it.
Exactly. I do have a question for you from a listener. Some researchers say that aspartame causes autism, and some researchers blame autism on vaccinations. What is your opinion, or what have you surmised as a result of your studies?
Well, yes, of course vaccines can cause autism. And remember that aspartame is not only deadly drug, excitoneurotoxic drug, but it's an adjuvant. It's an immune stimulator, like in vaccines, so that you can understand why in some vaccines, you know, I've seen aspartame in there, and they wondered why, because it's an adjuvant. And so not only that, aspartame interacts with the vaccine, so it's a double whammy.
Wow. So stay away from both of them.
Absolutely.
Oh, goodness. Well, you have so many things on your website, that, and particularly the 92 symptoms. Now, just sending that to somebody should be enough to get them to start thinking. And so I think probably if I were to, you know, send out a letter, an email to all of the people in my address book, I think I would probably send out that PDF file, because it has all of these symptoms, and certainly that would be very helpful.
Yes, exactly. And let me address something else, and I'm sure you've heard about it. Coke has a new advertising campaign, and that advertising campaign right now is being done in Chicago and Atlanta. Chicago, because that's where aspartame originated from, and Atlanta, home of Coca-Cola. Now, this is they're trying to say aspartame is safe. Who in the world knows better than Coke that aspartame is a deadly chemical poison? They the National Soft Drink Association, it's now American Beverage, protested 33 pages to the FDA, and we have that on the website. And then they turned around and lobbied for NutraSweet, so that you can see the congressional record on those banners, and that's where you'll find that. So, for instance, a couple of years ago, or when Coke had their 100 year anniversary, thanks to Killer Coke organization, they gave me a proxy to get in, and it was very interesting. They knew who I was, and they went into my tote bag, and here's this 1,000-page medical text by Dr. Roberts, Aspartame Disease and Ignored Epidemic. They were going page by page by page, trying to see if I had any flyers in there, you know, so I wouldn't give them to the press. But it was like an angel was overlooking it, because here they look at the front of the book and let it pass. And, of course, I sat with the press, had somebody else giving out the flyers, and addressed the CEO and held up the medical text to 1,000 stockholders. And you know these stockholders are going to give some feedback, you know. Doctors
sure.
Don't write 1,000 medical text on a product that you say is safe. And so they say their sales are dropping. Of course they're dropping, but I'm sure that had something to do with it. So, but what they're doing with their advertising campaign, you know, they need a little more smarts to start a hornet's nest, because if you see that, you wonder, first of all, after 30 years, why are they doing it? And you get on Google and put in something like aspartame dangers, you'll find 700,000 or 800,000 hits on it. And everywhere you go are the people's stories of the sick and dying on aspartame. So they're doing, you know, something I consider pretty stupid. But actually what it's going to do is just get people to do a little research and find out for themselves. But remember that, because you're going to see this all through Chicago.
Wow. Well, speaking of lobbyists, you mentioned the word lobbyist, and one of the emails that you recently sent out talks about a lobbyist that got arrested and got 10 years.
Yeah.
But, you know, for another something else that he did. But doesn't that just do your heart good?
Yes. Actually, this man, you know, they know that aspartame is bad. That's why they're paid to lobby and to say that it's not. But all they're doing is getting their money for doing it. They don't know all the answers, obviously, and they really don't care. And this particular man, you know, I says, I want to talk to you. He says, you know, I represent the Calorie Control Council, which is the front group of the aspartame industry. But I got to have a meeting, you know, and he goes in there, and he comes out on the other side thinking I'm not going to see him, and I go off him, and he actually runs. He's running away from me. And the thing of it is, they cannot debate you, and they will not. And in one of the books, with the Trust Us, We're Our Expert, you know, they talk about the modus operandi of the aspartame, you know, and industry. Is they can't debate it because all the, you know, the honest studies are going to show the problems. So they call names, and that's what they do. And I remember one time somebody called me up to do a radio program in South Africa, and all they said, will you do a radio program? I said, sure. They didn't tell me it was a debate. And it was from this horrible doctor that is paid to do this, was on the other end. And every time they asked him a question, he said, aspartame is safe. And then they would ask me, and I'd give them all the information, website, you know, the study that showed it. And this went on, you know, for 2 hours. And so finally, at the end, they said, well, from Dr. So-and-so, we got nothing. you could go to Betty's website, and you can find out the information you need on aspartame. They will not debate you. And look what was so interesting, you know, when I lectured in England, is people were calling Monsanto, and they kept saying, she's just here to put to try to put us out of business. And so one of the lecturers was with the press and the Green Party, and it was a very large lecture, and the lady says, we always show both sides of it, and we asked Monsanto that, if you know, with all that you say about Betty Martini, come down here and debate her. And they refused. And so I told them, I says, well, you know, they say I'm here to put them out of business. You know, sometimes they tell the truth. And everybody was laughing. And I said, if somebody knowingly poisons the public, they do not need to be in business.
Oh,
so this is what you get with these aspartame lobbyists and people doing this.
Exactly. We do need to go to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
This is Edwin Vieira. The Republic Broadcasting Network can continue to be a major resource in the fight to win the hearts and minds of the American people, but only if it can count on your financial assistance. So I encourage you to support the Republic Broadcasting Network with a generous donation. You can call their office at 800-724-2719 or visit their website at republicbroadcasting.org or send a check to RBN at 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Thanks for your help. The Republic Broadcasting Network will appreciate it, and your country will appreciate it even more.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Betty Martini. She is an expert on aspartame toxicity. Her websites are Mission Possible World Health International, which is MPWHI.com, and Doorway, DORWAY.com, and WNHO.net, and HolisticMed.com/aspartame. On the first one, MPWHI.com, there is so much information, and do be sure, if you've had a baby after 1983 and want to fill out that survey, please do so. It's on the second banner on the right. So, Dr. Martini, there's so many ways that we can tell people and you've been doing this for so long, I think you just devote your entire life to this.
Well, I have. I didn't realize it would take 20 years. Actually, I've been doing it longer than 20 years because I didn't realize that it was such a global epidemic. And, of course, if you go to other countries and you see what's going on with children, it is so tragic to know that they've mass poisoned the world. And, you know, Dr. James Bowen actually wrote that to the FDA 25 years ago, and the FDA sent somebody out to see him, and they didn't like the fact that he said that, and he gave them another 29 cases of aspartame disease, which they didn't really want to take. So, you know, a lot of people say, oh, this is FDA approved. Well, I call them the fatal drugs allowed folks. You know, they really, they know everything about aspartame and lie. There's got to be a law against doing that. I think that's Title 18, Section 2011 or something like that. It's the very same criminal code that the FDA tried to use when they were on the other side to indict the G.D. Searle for fraud on these studies. And, of course, both U.S. prosecutors hired on with the defense team and statute of limitations expired. So they have power, and that's the problem. So the most you can do is to warn people off of it. And we should be doing that every day. If you knew exactly the different things that people suffer with, every year we try to use one point, important point, but it's hard to find out, you know, to think which is the most important. Now, I think this is one of the most important. But think of the people throughout the world that are blind because of aspartame, because of the methanol, which converts to formaldehyde and formic acid in the retina of the eye and destroys the optic nerve and causes optic neuritis, and they get macular degeneration, and then they go blind. And the interesting thing is that that if vision's in the wet stage and you can warn them in time, they can get their vision back. And we've gotten so many people's vision back that probably today would still be blind or dead if they hadn't been warned. So think of all these different horrible things that people go through, and especially the MS and lupus. I don't know which one is more epidemic, but I have found in 20 years, for instance, in the case of lupus, if they're not warned, it's life-threatening, and it mimics and precipitates. And if it mimics it, usually everything disappears. If it precipitates, what I have found is that people become asymptomatic. So, you know, it's so very important. I just was mentioning this to a friend because of someone who had been going to the emergency room, for instance, every 10 days until we got them off of aspartame, and then they were fine. They were asymptomatic. It had already precipitated lupus. And she said, well, you know, my daughter has lupus, and she's bedridden. She just lays in bed drinking Diet Coke. And she said, poor thing, she wanted a family. She tried for 10 years to have children. And I said, it's also not only a teratogen, but it causes infertility, stimulates prolactin and changes the menace and causes infertility. I didn't hear from her for a year and a half. I said, how's your daughter? She says she's fine now, no more lupus problems, and has a baby boy.
Oh, so, that's wonderful.
You know, just think what you can do for people's lives if you just get the word out. And we have reports on the website on just about every subject. Go to Aspartame News and find something that you want to send out on a different subject every month, and you will be able to save lives that way.
Yes, indeed. I don't do Facebook myself, but I know that a lot of the listeners do Facebook or use Facebook just for specific things. And this would certainly be a good way of doing it, is to share things on your Facebook or on other social media.
Yeah,
so that
Twitter.
Understand, yes.
Yeah, make it go viral. You know, that one of the reasons we have operations in countries all over the world, and how we did that is that I happened to lecture for the World Environmental Conference got on a list of with neurologists, and having the worst time trying to explain about the MS and lupus epidemic. Dr. Blaylock, the neurosurgeon, wrote a report. Dr. Roberts wrote a report. They wouldn't even, you know, listen to world-renowned doctors. And I got so upset, and I said, look, I just lectured for the World Environmental Conference, and I began to tell them, let me tell you what else aspartame causes. And I really just went on and on and on. Put it on web, never thought anything about it. I think that was in probably 1995. Anyway, about 1999, I kept getting it back and had a radical title on the top of it. Somebody by the name of Nancy Markle had put her name on it, you know, disorganized it a bit. But because of it had a radical title, you know, people want to read something like that, FDA collusion and something else, is that it went all over the world. And one day I got 12,000 case reports, and, you know, it just crashed my computer, especially back then. And to this day, this is 2013, there is never a week that goes by that that I don't hear from somebody who has that report. And they set up front groups, and they tried to say it's a hoax, and that didn't do any good because, you know, if you tell somebody, take 60-day no aspartame test, get off of it, and all of a sudden their vision comes back and their joint pain disappears and their headaches go away and their MS symptoms go away and they walk out of wheelchairs, do you think they're going to believe all those hoax things? Then it went viral. And that's what you want to do. You want it to get viral. And the stories, you know, if I ever had time to write a book, one woman said that she got MS and she was just literally so sick and disabled she couldn't do anything and she had no means of support. And finally she thought, well, she had some very big job. She was a smart lady, but she couldn't do much, so she got a job filing. And she said she opened the file drawer and saw this World Environmental Conference post, read it, got off of it, and got well. And some of the cases, the ways that people found out, and, you know, there's no saying, play it forward. And they became Mission Possible operations in their countries and places and, you know, saved the lives of others.
Wow. Okay. Somebody just emailed me and said that your email is not functioning.
Yes, I know. I have Earthlink, and I get so upset with them, and my son was going to come over and fix it. Sometimes they change the password, and it's because somebody, I wonder who, is always hacking into my account. So we'll get it fixed before the day is over. So just remember, about tonight, it'll be functional again.
Okay, thank you so much. We are going to our top of the hour break, and we will be back at 6 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned.